Australia's frontier wars have long been a source of contested and controversial history. Well, now, in what's thought to be a first, a new permanent exhibit at the Melbourne Museum is telling the stories of those massacres from an Indigenous perspective. Claire Slattery reports.
Everywhere Gunditj Mara woman Eileen Alberts travels on her cultural lands in southwest Victoria, she's reminded of the massacre of her people.
There are 37 registered massacre sites. There are many more that aren't registered as yet. The 37 registered massacre sites go all the way from Portland right up to the Gunnelg, Wannon Rivers, so basically the length of our country and the width of our country. And it was a war that lasted from 1832 until around 1860. It decimated the Gunditj Mara people.
And it's a history the 64-year-old has been hearing about for as long as she can remember.
Every Sunday afternoon and Friday night, we'd go past the convincing ground and take one of my great-uncles down to work in Portland. And my great-uncle and my father would tell us about the convincing ground. They would just say, sad place. Many people lost their lives there, and that was it.
The Convincing Ground massacre at a whaling station near Portland in 1829 saw between 60 and 200 Indigenous people killed. Historians believe it could be Victoria's first recorded massacre, but it's one of many that occurred throughout the state right up to the 1940s. It's stories like this one that are included in a new exhibit at the Melbourne Museum.
You can see the visual beauty of this area. But when you start looking into it, you can see the pain, how this area has been stained and hurt for a long time.
It was a very well-kept secret. Something very violent did happen here.
You know, I grew up just to think that they were just, you know, paddocks and that, to then finding out that they're massacre sites.
The multimedia display Black Day, Sun Rises, Blood Runs is a new element of the museum's Bundjalaka Aboriginal Cultural Centre. It includes a 15-minute film with six Indigenous narrators recounting their oral histories of massacre. Genevieve Grieve is the exhibit's curator.
We're going quite deeply into six narratives that include massacre, they include resistance, they include the native police who were used against Aboriginal people in Victoria and other parts of the country. And we're really doing that through first-person voice. So we're just talking to people connected to those spaces. And so we've got what's on the historical record, but also what's contained in memory as well, in Indigenous memory and indeed in non-Indigenous memory as well.
Historians say there's evidence that at least 1,200 Indigenous people were killed in 40 massacres in Victoria between the 1830s and the 1850s, as local clans clashed with white settlers over land and resources. But these encounters have been largely missing from cultural institutions, or patchy at best. In the early 1990s, Victoria's Koori Heritage Trust sparked controversy when it produced a map of known massacre sites across the state. That map has now been adopted and built upon in the Melbourne Museum's display. Professor Lyndall Ryan from the University of Newcastle is one of the country's leading experts on Aboriginal massacre.
The Melbourne Museum is the first to have this kind of map and the first to really make it a central part of their exhibition. So it's a groundbreaking moment.
Professor Lyndall Ryan from the University of Newcastle. Claire Slattery, our reporter.